This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. From NFL stars like Hayden Hurst to daily warriors like yourself, their wraps and pads are designed to deliver maximum benefits with each treatment anywhere you go.
It is dumb that Lamar doesn't have a true agent negotiating for. Oh, it's incredibly stupid. Well, let's just be plain and let's just be honest. It's an incredibly stupid ass move by Lamar Jackson to not have an agent. An agent would have already had him his money. And you just want to be cheap because you don't want to give up the 2% or 3%. Come on, man. You're making hundreds of dollars throughout your career with everything. And you're going to be worried about 2 or 3%. That's asinine. That's ignorance. That's stupid. You hire people. Okay, so let me save money and I'll do all the engineering. Why pay Sean Stanley? Why? Because he's an effing professional. Because he's going to do it 1,000 times better than I ever would. Because I'm going to be better off. The platform's going to be better off. The sponsors will be better off. The listeners will be better off if Sean Stanley's doing it. Not if my stupid ass does it. My place is in front of the mic. This is what I do for a living. That's the difference. You hire people to do what they can do that you can't. But if you're going to do it simply out of being cheap, because that's what Lamar Jackson is, cheap and stupid, you know, you think you can do something that a professional who is trained to do it. So you think your mom and you are going to know more than an agent. You're an idiot. In the long run, you want to go sell your house? You can go ahead. You want to sell it with a real estate agent? There's a good chance that the real estate agent will end up making way more money than you will. Because they're professionals. They will know how to prepare your house. They will know how to put it on the right listings. They will know how to maximize it. So whatever percentage that salesperson was going to get in the real estate market, whatever it is, 5%, 10%, well, they probably would have gotten you 20. And you would have been able to pay them and made even more money anyway. But if you want to do it yourself, you can go ahead and do it yourself. Good chances you won't do better than a pro because you're not made to sell homes. Someone else is. That's why you hire people, because they're experts at what they do and you're not. And Lamar Jackson's just being stupid and cheap. And in the end, it'll cost him a lot of money. But go ahead. Go defend yourself in court. Don't hire a lawyer. See how that works out. Go on WebMD. Figure out your own medicine. See how that works out. It's just stupid, man. You hire people to do jobs. We all can't do things. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not a handyman. I don't fix anything around the house. Nothing. My wife's way better than I am at that. She knows. She might try it herself. She's not going to ask me because she knows what I'll do. I'll pick up the phone and go hire somebody because that's not who I am. I'm not the guy that's going to try to be a handyman and then I'm going to make things worse. I'm the guy that you ask him to build something and then there's pieces left over. And you're like, and yeah, that's me. I'm an idiot. So I know my place. And if I was Lamar Jackson, I would have hired an agent to do the job. But you want to be cheap, dude? It's going to end up costing you more in the long run for me. We have a saying in Spanish. It doesn't sound good in English. Lo barato sale caro. The cheap ends up being expensive. I don't know how, you know, when you go cheap, it becomes expensive. Or I don't know. I don't remember an American saying that way. It sounds great in Spanish, right? And it is so, I mean, 95% of the time, lo barato sale caro. The cheap stuff ends up becoming the expensive. Listen, you want to buy a PC? You go ahead. I'll buy my Apple. I'll have my Apple, and you'll buy three PCs in the process because you'll pick up viruses and you'll screw it up. Meanwhile, my Apple is going to keep going for years and years and years. I learned that with my daughter. Got a PC early on, messed it up. Got her an Apple. It lasted forever. She beat the shit out of that like crazy. And that's it. I learned my lesson. Once I went through my second PC, I said, no, no, no. Let me try this Apple stuff. It's a little bit more expensive. But guess what? In the long run, you end up using less because you'll end up buying more PCs than you will Apples. And that's a proven fact. Go ahead. You want to go the cheap route? It'll cost you more in the long run. And that's what's going to happen to Lamar Jackson. Go cheap, pay more in the long run.